Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob.
How you doing? Right.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That is good to
hear. I've had a cup of tea and coffee, so I'm all over the gaff now.
Oh, excellent.
So, yep.
What's happening in the Mind Trench?
Right.
Where are we going this week?
I'm going to be talking about knuckle bones. Now, there's a bit of a backstory to this.
Okay.
On the show Saturday, we had a voice break, and Sam started talking about knuckle bones. Now, I never heard of it. It's actually a game.
Oh, right.
Because
I was going to say, you have 10 of them, Rob.
Yeah.
Or actually...
No, you have eight.
More? Eight?
Well, you got a thumb. What? Is that a... Anyway.
That's a knuckle,
yeah, surely.
Surely
the thumb counts.
I actually thought, because you know what a foodie, super foodie Sam is, I thought he'd found some new restaurant or something.
Oh, I see.
So I sort of like my mind went a little bit, and he goes, and I said, what were you talking about? And he goes, oh, it's a game. It's like Jacks, and no one plays Jacks.
Yeah, I've never played Jacks, but I have played Knuckle Bones.
Okay.
I used to play it when I was a kid.
I totally disagreed with him because I'd never heard of Knuckle Bones before. And then, right, that's when I knew he was lying. He said, yeah, you know all the knuckle bones you get now are actually from Andre the Giant. They took a cast of Andre the Giant's knuckles, and that's how they make knuckle bones, and his family get like 2 cents for every one that's sold. And that's when I knew he was lying.
No. Is that, that's got to be.
That's a lie.
Okay, that is a lie.
That's a lie.
I was going to say, what?
You know what? He gets me every week. He'll come up with something, and I believe everything he says is that sort of geezer.
Well, I'm also extremely gullible, so I absolutely fell for that one. Second-hand fell for that one.
So anyway, like off air, I thought, I'm going to check this thing out. Check knuckle bones out because I didn't know what it was. And it is, like, the history of it is amazing. So here we go. The game is also known as snobs, astragalus, tail, dibs, five stones, jacks or jackstones. That's like European. This game is played everywhere.
Every
culture has their own version of it.
I guess every person has knuckles, so...
Oh, yeah, but they use different things,
right? Okay.
Knuckle bones is derived from the ancient Greek version of the game, which uses astragalus bones, which is the ankle of a sheep.
Oh.
The game is mentioned by Sophocles and was taught to his Greek countrymen during the Trojan War.
Wow.
Yep. And now even murals of the walls of some of the buildings of Pompeii, people playing knuckle bones.
Okay, so what are the rules of knuckle bones? Because it has been a good, like,
right, okay,
12 years since I've probably played a game.
The objective of the game is that each player must toss one bone into the air and pick up the others and then catch the first bone before it falls.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
obviously,
God.
On your knuckles.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Because I always remember the game having an element of pain to it. And not really enjoying it, but being like, oh,
you were probably just throwing,
yes, I'll play knuckle bones.
You're just throwing sheep
metal
up in the air.
Yeah, those little metal things. Yeah, I think there was something about it's supposed to land on the back of your hand.
You're supposed
or
to catch
something.
It on the back of your hand.
Yeah.
Someone texted, what's your variation of playing knuckle bones? I'm sort of like having childhood memories float to the surface here.
I never enjoyed the game.
I had more input. We used to do other things in the UK. But anyway, other objects used include stones, seashells, seeds and cubes. So they're all sorts of stuff.
Just cubes.
There's a Japanese version of it and they use cubes.
But made out of what?
Cube stuff.
Cheese.
Okay, cube stuff.
It's in Polynesia. The game is called by various names. Now, I'm going to attempt to say these.
Okay.
So, Koruru, Tikai, and Tutakai. The Maori version uses a marked throwing stone called a hei and around 4 to 5 identical but unmarked rounded stones called kai mahi, which means workman.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's been theorised that the knuckle bones were the precursor of dice.
That would make sense. There is a similarity in the shape.
I think it's possibly one of the first games. I don't know whether you can say you invented it. It's like you're sitting there.
Yeah, if everybody in the whole world has got a version of it, then one's invented it.
Seriously, apart from Antarctica, I think the penguins might play it, but it's an amazing thing.
Do penguins have knuckles? Question. They don't have hands.
They use walrus knuckles.
That makes sense.
Use their own knuckles. Imagine like playing it with your own knuckles.
Maybe this is just quite dark, but I always thought it was called knuckle bones because in way back they just used human knuckles.
No. It's, apparently.
Sheep ankles, mate. Sheep ankles.
And cubes.
Made out of cube stuff. So that is really quite fascinating.
I've enjoyed that. Yeah.
Right. Ice worms.
Okay, from knuckle bones to ice worms.
The most natural segue.
Yeah, they don't play because they ain't got knuckles. Anyway, they were first discovered in 1887 in Alaska. Since then, they've been spotted on most coastal glaciers in Alaska, British Columbia, the state of Washington, and Oregon.
Okay.
For a long time, biologists considered high-altitude glaciers sterile places where life was impossible. They are the largest organism on Earth that spends its whole life cycle on ice, in ice.
Right.
And they live on snow algae and bacteria.
Yum. But snow algae? What's a snow?
Snow algae.
I'm imagining it's exactly what you think it is, but it's one of those, I never think anything grows on snow, but you know.
But they're like an inky black colour, because apparently when there's any sun or anything, that actually warms them up a little bit. But they can freeze.
So the worms freeze and then they unfreeze.
If they freeze, they're dead. Brown bread.
Oh, so. Okay, right, I see.
They're gone.
I thought you were going to say that they're like, you know, cryogenically frozen in the ice and then they come out again and they're 55 years older.
They're distant cousins of the earthworm.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine the first worm thinking, you know what, I've had it round here, I'm going to go and live in some ice.
That's
always amazed me with animals when they do that sort of stuff. Oh, I've had enough of this. I'm off. That's it, really. Sorry.
We've got some knuckle bones texts coming in here. Someone said they taught their kids knuckle bones when they asked what kids did before PlayStation. They took it to school and started a retro trend. Very cool. Things like knuckle bones and marbles and stuff, like, they're perennially awesome to have at school, though. Anything you can trade, collect, or compete with is hot property on a playground, I reckon. Someone says the rules that they go by, you flip five from holding them to the back of your hand and back again, then you have to throw and pick up one at a time, two at a time, etc., etc. Then you go on to sweepsies. When you sweep them up with one hand, and so on and so on. That sounds like the version I have played, actually. That sounds very familiar. So thank you for following that one. And someone says jacks from the USA are a totally different shape than knuckle bones.
Yeah, they're like star-shaped things.
They're spiky little spiky things,
yeah.
Ugh. Yikes.
But there you go.
Well, thank you very much for that,
Rob. I just thought I'd do something a little bit different because I'm fed up with doing like depressing stuff.
I appreciate
that. Ice worms and knuckle bones.
Band name.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
What song have you picked for us this morning?